This is the T3 Podcast. Hello, I'm Paul, and in the next 10 minutes, we've got the games and stuff that will get you through that hideous Christmas season. If you're facing a full week with the folks, you're going to need something apart from the booze and the food, and we've got the best ideas. So, here to help is Hayo from T3, and he'll review Guitar Hero 3, the movie trivia game Seen It, Dance Stage Universe, all for the 360, those three games. We've got Sight Training for the DS, and Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for the Wii. Everyone's been waiting for that, so we're going to save that one till last. First, Guitar Hero 3 for the 360, Hayo. Any goods?
It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. It's available for a whole bunch of different consoles, but the greatest thing is that it's multiplayer. So it goes very well with a couple of pints. You stand there in your living room with a guitar and you play along to the rock songs. If you get better, the riffs gets better, you know, you play some solos and everything. It's kind of like karaoke, but for people who are really terrified of singing.
You need the guitar as well, do you?
The game costs about 75 quid with the guitar or 45 without, but you need a couple of guitars really to play some multiplayer games, and it's hilarious to get your parents to play along. Your dad thinks, yeah, I can play a bit of rock, but it's just amazing.
So can you buy the guitars separately as well? So you can buy all the bits together or individually?
Yeah.
Excellent. Tracks come from Guns N' Roses, Beastie Boys, Smashing Pumpkins and The Stones. Pretty much as authentic as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you can play online multiplayer as well. So if everybody else is tired of playing, you can keep going strong.
What do you reckon to the music? Because what's it sound like when you're actually hearing it?
You'd be really surprised, actually. If you play wrong, especially, because you, especially with some of the tracks that you're used to hearing, but if you play wrong, it actually sounds as if the proper guitarist is playing the tune wrong. So there is something to be said for getting it right and to really rock along, and it feels really good if you get up to slightly higher difficulty levels and to just play along and to really rock out. You know, it's really difficult not to pull rock faces and to do the whole it's brilliant. I love it.
Excellent for Christmas Day. Reviews say it's got a real arcade feel and the battles are better. Seen It, Lights, Camera, Action is the movie trivia game that actually will keep you and the folks quiet as well. Good stuff for all the family. 1800 questions, including loads of clips, more than 20 styles of puzzles, loads of quotes to complete. One thing sets this game apart though, the buzzers. Tell me why.
Well, basically you'll get a set of buzzers which have like a, you know how they go, oh, fingers on buzzers thing, and you get one of four choices. When you think you know the answer, you buzz in, you click your answer, and then the rest of the people have to do the same. So you get points the quicker you answer, and if you get the answers right, of course. The other cool thing is that the films are so incredibly different. You get everything from Beetlejuice to Stand By Me, and it goes through loads of different films. It's a proper good one for film buffs, especially in the middle of Christmas Day when you watch lots of films anyway, and there's a couple of different difficulty settings, and it's really good. It's a sneaky way to introduce your gran to playing the Xbox, and there's something really funny about when everybody really gets into it. 20 minutes later you go, Mom, you've just been playing Xbox for 20 minutes.
The buzzers mean you're not kind of worrying about getting them to deal with joysticks and stuff.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That
it's really, really simple. There's five buttons to press, and it's really inclusive. It's a perfect family game, really.
And Mary Poppins is on this Christmas Day afternoon, so bin off Mary. And Seen It, Lights, Camera, Action. How much is that one?
30 quid.
Staying with the Xbox for Dance Stage Universe. This is the first game like this for the 360, and it really does seem like they've got it all covered. The reviews look amazing. Good if you've never had a go on a dance mat before, so there's different levels from beginners right up to you old dancing queens. Tracks include songs from The Hives, Fratellis, Automatic, Basement Jacks, Calvin Harris. It's a bit like Guitar Hero 3 for people who want to dance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. These games have been around for the PlayStation for a while, and they were massively popular, and obviously in the arcades you get Dance Dance Revolution, which is really quite good as well. It's really inclusive. You can play several people at the same time. It's a way of looking silly without the repercussions, really. It's like a dance room in your living room, but with everybody just sitting around having a drink and having a bit of a tush shake, if you will.
Good phrase. What's the mat like? Is it actually good?
Yeah, it's kind of like a rubberized mat. It won't slide anywhere, and it's quite good. I mean, it's not as good as a proper arcade machine, obviously. Then again, you don't really want one of those in your living room. At least this one you can roll up and put away when you're done with it.
And the cost of it is actually quite cheap, isn't it?
You can get it for 40 quid from play.com, and that includes a dance mat. So all you need is another dance mat, and you can go head to head, or you can just stand and dance on your own.
Now, not sure about this one. Sight Training for the Nintendo DS is from the gang that tried to get us to train our brains. Professor, whatever he was, can't even read that. My question has got to be, how the hell does this work, and is it going to be boring?
To take your last question first, yes, it probably is going to be horrendously boring, as was the brain training. But the brain training worked really well, so if this worked really well as well, you can't really argue. Apparently, it strengthens 5 different aspects of your eye's ability to focus by using training exercises which strengthen the muscles in your eyes. I have no idea how specifically it works. The brain version worked, so maybe you can make your eyes better as well.
Don't buy this. I've got shares in Specsavers.
They've got the absolute brilliant face trainer as well, which is supposed to work instead of Botox, where you just do lots of strange grimacing and your face gets more toned, apparently.
The whole brain training, sight training, face training thing has taken off. Why?
I guess people want to be more trained.
Okay, I guess it's 20 quid, so...
And it's great for on the train.
And finally, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games for the Wii. Great if you've got kids. The first time these legends of the gaming world have come together. We've been waiting years for something like this. Does it live up to the expectations?
You know what? It really does. I love Mario. It was one of the first games I ever played on the original 8-bit NES. To see the two legends come together... it's brilliant, but you can actually also play Luigi, Knuckles, Yoshi, Tails, and lots of the other characters. It's got a motion sensor on your Wii, which it uses to kind of move the characters about, and it just seems like a really great gift for kids.
So the good news is you can choose your favourite character. Can you choose what sports you want to do? Because I don't want to do weightlifting.
Weightlifting would be brilliant, but the Wii controller would be too light, I think. You wouldn't get any stronger. No, you can do lots of different sports and events, like athletics, archery, gymnastics. That's one thing I want to see Yoshi doing gymnastics. How funny would that be?
Wicked, good idea. Loads of reviews say this is really good if you've got young kids. I guess it's taking that heritage of Mario and Sonic back there, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. But to be honest, Mario and Sonic are, you know, they're our generation characters. So I'm sure there'll be a lot of dads buying this for their kids and then hiding away in the games room for a couple of evenings because it's beautiful. It looks brilliant.
And you're competing against each other or you're just going on your own?
Yeah, or you can compete. Up to 4 people play together on the Wii, or if you've got it on your DS, you can play via wireless connection.
Excellent. Okay, so, Haya, if you were to rate them, what order would you put them in? We've talked about Guitar Hero 3, Scene It, Lights, Camera, Action, Dance Stage Universe, that sight training thing, and Mario and Sonic. What order? From 5 being the bottom to number 1 being the best.
Ooh, that's a difficult one. I think the sight training will have to be in the bottom, if only because it's a rather silly idea.
Good,
if
I agree.
If a cool gift idea, to be honest. Mario next, because it's cool, but it doesn't really have a universal appeal. Seeing it is amazing. I can't praise it enough. It's just really good to kind of bring people who aren't usually into gaming into the whole gaming thing. Perfectly up there, shared first place. Guitar Hero, I mean, I was listening to Alice in Chains earlier today. I was rocking out thinking, yeah, I want this on the next Guitar Hero. And the dance mat thing is just brilliant as well.
Okay, fair enough. So I'm going to put them in sight training, obviously, bottom. Then I'm going to go for Dance Stage Universe because I don't want to see my mum dancing in my living room at Christmas. Guitar Hero 3, yeah, whatever. Scene It, Lights, Camera, Action, because I think that could be good fun for all the family. And Mario and Sonic, just because, at the top of the Christmas list. Hiya from T3, thank you for that. Read more reviews and news online at t3.com, and T3 Mag is out with hundreds of gadgets inside. We'll be back next week. That's right, the dodgy bit between Christmas and New Year when you're bored with nothing else to do. Well, next week's T3 podcast, we're talking gadgets to get fit with. So get rid of the booze and food gut that you get over Christmas with some great gadgets. Have a good one.